Amém.
Whenever you're ready, we can begin. Bismillah.
Naam.
Whenever you're ready, we can start.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Whenever you're ready, we can start.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam warahmatullah.
I'm not hearing you. Or I'm hearing you with very low voice.
Is it better now? Can you hear me? You need to adjust slightly. Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me, Dr. Siddiqui?
I'm hearing you not from my headphone. Hello?
Yes. Hello? Is that better?
Hello?
Yes. We can hear you, Dr. Siddiqui.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi man wala. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers, especially the last and final prophet Muhammad, and upon his family and upon his followers. So we are continuing our study of Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4. And today, inshallah, we'll start with the ayah number 60. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر إلى الذين يزعمون أنهم آمنوا بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك يريدون أن يتحاكموا إلى الطاغوت وقد أمروا أن يكفروا به ويريد الشيطان أن يضلهم ضلالا بعيدا وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا إلى ما أنزل الله إلى الرسول رأيت المنافقين يصدون عنك صدودا. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. Have you not seen those who claim that they believe in that which has been sent down to you and in that which has been sent down before you, desiring to seek judgment from the Taghut, although they were commanded to reject it. But Satan wants to lead them far astray. And when it is said to them, come to what Allah has sent down and to the messenger, you see the hypocrites turn away from you in aversion. In the previous ayah number 59, it was mentioned, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the messenger and those in authority among you. And if you differ among yourselves in any matter, refer it to Allah and the messenger. If you believe in Allah and the last day, and that is better and fairer as a resolution. So whenever there is any dispute, any problem, any difficulty, the rule was that refer it to Allah and the messenger. And when the Prophet was there, then of course, to go to the Prophet and ask him, what is the decision from the message of Allah and the interpretation of the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him. And this is, if you believe in Allah and you believe in the last day, it means if you are true believers, if you are Muslims, then this is what you do, that refer your disputes, your difficulties, your problems back to the Quran and to the Sunnah of the Prophet. And that is good for you, and you will get the best idea, best answer. Ahsanu ta'wila, ta'wil is tafsir, explanation. The best resolution, best resolution of the conflict, best answer, you will get it from, based on the Quran and the Sunnah, Quran and Hadith. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the group of people who claim to be Muslims, and they were not doing that. So Allah said, have you considered those? Have you seen those who claim, who assert that they believe in what is revealed to you? That means they believe in the Quran and also they believe in the previous scriptures, Torah, Injil. So this means that these are a group of people who were people of the book, Jews or Christians, and they accepted Islam, or they claim to have accepted Islam, but actually they were not. So this was a group of hypocrites in Medina from among the people of the book who joined the community, but they were not following the message. They were not following the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And they were creating doubt in the minds of others as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has criticized them and mentioned here that they claim that they are believers. They believe in what is sent down to you, that means to the messenger of Allah, to Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. And also they claim that they believe in the previous scriptures. And previous scriptures, in their original form, they have the same message, similar message. Now these people claim that they believe in the Quran and they believe in the messages that were given to Prophet Jesus and Prophet Moses, peace be upon them. But then they want to go to Tawud for the dispute. Instead of coming to Allah and to the messenger, they want to go to Tawud. And what is Tawud? Tawud comes from the word Tughyan. Tughyan is rebellion, going beyond the limits. Tawud is anyone who does not only rebel, but who says that people should follow that rebellion. So claim authority on the basis of his own or against the teachings of God and his messenger. يَتَحَاكَمُونَ إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ. Tawud is the Quranic term for the rebellious one, shaitan, or authorities that are following shaitan instead of Allah. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ. They want to go seeking judgment from Tawud, even though they are told that they should deny it, they should reject Tawud. Allah says in Surah فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُسْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا. In Surah Al-Baqarah, we read that. So those who deny Tawud and believe in Allah, they are the one who are holding the mighty handhold. So they were told again and again, reminded that they should reject Tawud. That is anyone who goes against the teachings of Allah, against the teachings of the messenger of Allah. So these people, they claim that they are believers. They say that they believe in what is revealed to you, or that means, O messenger, that was revealed in the Quran, and they believe in the other messages of the prophets of Allah. But in spite of all that, they seek judgment from false authorities, from rebellious authorities. And shaitan want to take them away from the right path. وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. So this is a satanic thing, that is somebody reject Allah and his messenger's guidance and follow something else. وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. So their claim to be the believers was not sincere, was not true. And when it is said to them, come to what Allah has sent down. That means come to the Quran. Wa ila Rasul, and come to the messenger. The Prophet was there in Medina at that time, and they were told to come to the Prophet, go to the Prophet if you have any dispute, any problem. You will find that the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they are reluctant. يَصُدُّونَ عَنْكَ صُدُودًا. They turn away from you in aversion, as if they will not get justice there, as if they will not get the right guidance. Na'udhu billah. And that will be the attitude, that could not be the attitude of the believer, the sincere believer. So that's what they were doing. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ الرَّسُولِ رَأَيْتَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَنْكَ صُدُودًا. So the attitude of the believer should be that refer the matters to Allah and to the messenger, and not go against the teachings of Allah and the messenger. Because going against the teachings of Allah and the messenger will take people away from the path of iman, path of faith and belief. So in any matter, when you have a dispute, the first thing is to go back to the Quran and to the Sunnah. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning. And don't have the attitude of the hypocrites. The munafiqeen, they claim one thing and they do something else. That's what nifaq is. Nifaq is hypocrisy. That a person outwardly says something, but inward has something else. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ جَاءُكَ يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا إِحْسَانًا وَتَوْفِيقًا أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ وَعِظْهُمْ وَقُلْ لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا. How then it will be when some misfortune befall them because of what their hands have sent forth, then they will come to you swearing by Allah, we wanted nothing but virtue and harmony. Allah knows well what is in their hearts, but in the hearts of these people. So turn away from them, admonish them, and say to them about themselves with penetrating words. Speak to them about themselves with penetrating words. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the same people, when they have problem, then they come to Allah and the messenger. When they have difficulty, I mean, they go to the false authorities, false power for decision, and leave Allah's messenger. But when they had difficulty, they come into some trouble, then they come and ask the messenger and say, we were trying to somehow adjust, reconcile people. We tried to create harmony between those who are the enemies of Islam and those followers of Islam. They say, our purpose was, why we were going to the other authorities? Because we thought that this is the way we can bring some reconciliation. But the reconciliation should come in the community. When you have an organization, when you have an authority, then it should come through the authority. And it should come with the understanding of the authority. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ جَاءُكَ يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And then they come and swear. And say, wallahi, we wanted ihsan, we wanted tawfiq, we wanted reconciliation, we wanted harmony, we wanted goodness. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah knows what was in their hearts. That was not the thing. They're saying what you by their tongue, what was not in their heart. يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَا فِي. But Allah knows the hearts of the people. Why somebody is doing something? Are they really want that virtue and harmony? Or they wanted to create dissension and division and problem? And when they were exposed, when they came into trouble, then they come and start swearing that, no, we are sincere. We want to do something. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah knows very well what is in their heart. فَأَعْرِدْ عَنْهُمْ. So Allah said to the Prophet, so turn away from them and advise them, admonish them, and tell them some penetrating words that will change them, change their attitude, make them better people, repent, turn to Allah. وَقُلْ لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا. Tell them about themselves, speak to them with powerful words, the words that will go into the heart, reach to the depths of the heart. And this is the Quranic way of correcting the wrong thing. If you see something wrong, then it is better that you should not follow that either, but at the same time, guide, admonish, and tell the people what is right, and speak to them in a way that is most effective. وَقُلْ لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا. So that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that their attitude is very contradictory. They're hypocrites. They say something and do something else. So, and then they will also come at the time of difficulty, they will come and showing that they have their allegiance to Allah and to the Messenger. So these people need special guidance. These people need special counseling, because this attitude is not healthy. This attitude is not good for them as well as for the community. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. We sent no messenger save that he should be obeyed by Allah's leave. If when they had wronged themselves, they had come to you, O Prophet, and sought Allah's forgiveness, and the messenger had asked forgiveness for them, they would have surely found Allah relenting, merciful. But no, by your Lord, they will not believe until they have made you the judge between them and their disputes, and find no resistance in their souls to what you decided, and surrender with full submission. So these are important principles, the principle of allegiance to Allah and to the Messenger. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. All prophets came and they demanded their followers to obey them. Prophet is to be obeyed. You believe in the Prophet, have iman in the Prophet, you obey the Prophet, you follow the footsteps of the Prophet, and of course you love the Prophet. These are the four important things that the Quran mentions should be in relation to the Messenger of Allah. So every Prophet, all the Prophets and Messengers who came at different times throughout the world, everyone was sent so that he should be obeyed. And that is by the permission of Allah. We don't obey anybody unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to obey. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So prophets are obeyed. Prophets are taken as authorities because they are the spokesman for Allah. They are the representatives of Allah on this earth. We don't worship them, but we obey them. We believe in them. We respect them and honor them. So Allah says, every prophet ever sent, The purpose of Prophet's coming is that you listen to him. Prophet is not just a delivery man who delivers the message. No, you listen to the Prophet and obey the Prophet. So whatever the Prophet says, مَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. The Quran says that whatever the Prophet gives you, take it. And whatever the Prophet forbids you, turn away from it. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Prophet is not an ordinary human being. He's a human being, yes. But he's the one who is the messenger of Allah. He's chosen by Allah for the guidance of the people. So every prophet is that way. And if people have do wrong to themselves, then they should come seeking forgiveness, not making up, we wanted this and we wanted that, twisting the words, but come asking forgiveness. Ask forgiveness of Allah. Repent. So if anybody goes beyond the obedience of the Prophet, turns away from the teachings of the Prophet, then they should seek forgiveness from Allah. And when the Prophet was there, of course, ask the Prophet to pray for them. وَاسْتَغْفَرُ اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُ الرَّسُولُ. So if this would have done, if they would have done that, then they come to you asking forgiveness of Allah and asking Rasul to ask to pray for them. Prophet forgives, that is, Prophet seek forgiveness for the people. Pray for them. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمْ الرَّسُولُ. That Allah's Prophet seeks forgiveness for them, then Allah will be Tawwab and Rahim. They will find Allah most relenting. They will find Allah ready to accept the repentance. And Allah is merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person repents sincerely, Allah accepts his repentance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless that person. So that should be the attitude of the believers. If they do wrong, then they should come and seek forgiveness of Allah. لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابُ الرَّحِيمَ. And Allah is forgiving, merciful. Allah is accept the repentance. And then Allah says in a very strong tone, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. This is the foundational principle. This is the foundation of faith, that they will not be true believers until they make you as a judge in their disputes. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. You be the arbitrator. You should be the judge, that means the messenger, in whatever are their disputes, whatever are their issues and problems. So seek your guidance, seek your decision, seek your judgment, O Messenger of Allah, O Prophet. And then they should not find any grudge, any resistance in their heart of the decision of the Prophet. ثُمَّ لَا يَجْدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتُ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And surrender, submit totally, completely. So surrender with full submission. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing here, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ, in a very, very strong term, no, by no means, and by your Lord, they will not be believers. This is not, there is no belief like unless a person does that. So they shall not believe, they shall not be called believers until they have this kind of commitment. يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجْدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. The believers are those who go back first to the Book of Allah and to the teachings of His Prophet. And whatever is the decision there, of course, when the Prophet is there, they know exactly what is the decision of the Prophet. After the Prophet, if they get some decision, they have to make sure that this is the right interpretation. And the decision is given in a correct way. Because after the Prophet, you have people who will be using the Quran and the Sunnah. Some of them may use it in the right way, some of them may make mistake. So it is important that people make sure that the decision is made based on the Quran and the Sunnah and on the right interpretation of the Quran and Sunnah. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتُ. And they shall not find any grudge, any reluctance, any resistance with the decision of the Prophet, and submit totally, completely, fully. وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا. Because this is not the decision of any ordinary judge, this is not the decision of any ordinary arbitrator, this is the decision based on the Book of Allah and the Messenger of Allah. That is the principle. Those are the principles. How to apply those principles? Of course, there are details on that. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. That's what Islam is. Islam is taslim. And taslim to whom? To Allah and to His Messenger. So they accept that and they submit to that. وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَنْ يَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَيُخْرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُوعَدُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا وَإِذًا لَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّا أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. And had we prescribed for them, lay down your lives or leave your homes, they would have not done so except a few of them. And had they done what they were exhorted to do, it would have been far better for them and a stronger confirmation. Then we would then have given them from our side a great reward, and we would have surely guided them to a straight path. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if people will do what they are told, sometimes maybe it's difficult, but if they do that, what they are told, then the reward is great. The blessings are many. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Allah had prescribed that you give up your life and you leave your homes, there are few people who will do that. Of course, Allah's commands are not that difficult. Allah's commands are for the ease of the people. But the point is, the commitment is this way. That should be the faith. That should be the commitment of a person. Whatever I'm told, I will do that. And I'm ready for that. So Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. If we have done that, then there will be only few people who will do that. But if people do whatever they are told, whatever they are admonished, whatever they are exhorted to, it will be good for them. So that kind of commitment is the solid commitment. And the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, when they heard that, they said, we'll do that. لَكَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهُ أَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا. And then it would have been better for them and a stronger confirmation for their iman, for their commitment. And then Allah says, وَإِذًا لَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّا أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. So number one benefit is this, that it is make them strong in their faith, strong in their commitment. Second thing is they will receive great reward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, آتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّا أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And then we would have given them from our side a great reward. So who is saying that? Is the Lord saying that, the master of the universe, the owner of the heaven and the earth, the one who is the king of kings. All the riches are in his hand. And he said, from my side, from our side, I'll give you great rewards. And the greatness of the reward is according to the one who gives the reward, according to the capacity of the one who gives the reward. So that is reward is great, great. No one can understand the greatness of this reward, the blessings of this reward. And then number three, وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. And you would have surely guided them to a straight path. So once you follow the right path, you will continuously follow the right path. You will go on. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. And you have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep on teaching you and showing you goodness after goodness. So they will grow from goodness to goodness. They will go up and up, higher and higher. وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. Continuously they see the straight path in front of them and they follow that way. So first thing is to have the attitude, the right attitude towards Allah and His Messenger. Right commitment to Allah and His Messenger. And then you will see the strength, you will see the reward, and you will see the guidance. وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day, many times a day. In our prayer, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us onto the straight path, or keep us on the straight path. هَدَيْنَا اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That means help us to follow the straight path continuously, always. It's not a one-time thing. It is something that has to be done regularly, always. So Allah says, وَلَا هَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطَ مُسْتَقِيمًا. And they will remain on the straight path. Because sometimes people are follow the path and then after they deviate from the path. So do not be بَنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Allah, don't let our heart deviate after you have guided us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them on the right path. وَلْهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صَرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. And will surely guide them or keep them on the guidance, keep them on the right path. Sirat al-Mustaqim is a term that is used in the Quran for Islam. The whole Islamic way of life is the straight way of life. And it also teaches people to be straight, not deviant, not crooked, not deceptive, but follow the right way in the right attitude, the right message and the right attitude. And the right behavior, that is what Sirat al-Mustaqim is. Sirat al-Mustaqim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide us to that path. And that is the path. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah al-Fatiha, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Ghayr al-Maghdubi alayhim wal-Dallin. Path of those whom, upon whom you sent your favor. Those whom you favored. Not those who incurred the anger or who went astray. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا. Whosoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, they will be among those whom Allah has blessed. The prophets, the truthful ones, the witness, and the righteous. How excellent companies they are. How excellent companions they are. Such is the bounty from Allah, and Allah is sufficient as knower. وَمَنْ يُدْعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ. Obeying of Allah and obeying the Messenger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُدْعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ. That means Allah and His Rasul's ita'ah is the same ita'ah, same thing. So وَمَنْ يُدْعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَعَ اللَّهَ. Those who obey the Messenger, they obey Allah. So obey Allah and the Messenger. Sometimes you see that Atiyu Allah wa Atiyu Rasul, as is mentioned in ayah number 59. So Atiyu Allah wa Atiyu Rasul, obey Allah and obey the Messenger. So sometimes you find that whatever you have in the Quran, the Prophet is giving you something extra, something additional, but still you have to follow that, even though you may not find it in the Quran. And most of the time, you will find whatever the Messenger is giving you is the same as Allah giving you. Messenger only explains that. So that's why you have the word ta'a mentioned twice in some places, and the word ta'a is mentioned only one time. So man yuti'i Allah wa Rasul, the one who obeys Allah and the Messenger. That means it is the basics of the ta'a are the same. And then also said, وَاتِعُوا اللَّهَ وَاتِعُوا الرَّسُولَ. Obey Allah and obey the messenger. There is some additional teachings, some additional message that come from the authentic sunnah. So you have to take that also. And then he said, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَعَ اللَّهَ. And those who obey the messenger, they obey Allah. So point is that obeying Allah and obeying the messenger, both of them are required. And those who do that, those who obey Allah and obey the messenger, and those who obey Allah and the messenger, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. They will be among those whom Allah has blessed. And that, as was mentioned, that you have in Surah Al-Fatiha, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The path of those whom you favored. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. They will be with those whom Allah favored. And who are the people whom Allah favored? When we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Guide us into the straight path, the path of those whom you favored. Then explanation, what is this? Who are these people who received the favor of Allah? Did they receive the favor of Allah because of their race? Because of their color, because of their nationality? Did they receive the favor of Allah because they were rich or because of they were poor? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the people who received the favor of Allah, they were the prophets of Allah. Siddiqeen, the truthful people, though truly and sincerely followed the ways of the prophet. Shuhada, the martyrs, or the people who stood as a witness until the end of their life. Salihin, and the righteous people. So those are the people who are favored for Allah. They're favored by Allah because of their righteousness, because of their faith, because of their commitment, because of their truthfulness. So those are the people. And those are the people who are the mun'amin alayhim, upon whom came the favor of Allah, upon whom the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will receive the blessings of Allah in the hereafter, in Jannah. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. So those who obey Allah and obey the messenger, that means those who follow the teachings of Allah and his messenger, those who are truly and sincerely on the path of righteousness, on the path of iman, they are the one who will receive the blessings of Allah. And these blessings of Allah will be those that came to the prophets of Allah, to the Siddiqeen, to the truthful people, to the martyrs, to the righteous people. وَحَسُنَا أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And what a great company. And how excellent companions they are. So that is when we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, تَوَفَّنَا مَعَ, that Allah give us a good life. And when we die within the company of the righteous people. This is the company. Go to the people of righteousness, and the righteous people will be in Jannah. So that is the great company. وَحَسُنَا أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَفَىٰ بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا. That is the bounty of Allah. Such is the bounty of Allah. And that is the bounty of Allah that He has given throughout history to His prophets and the righteous people. So that is the bounty of Allah. وَكَفَىٰ بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا. Allah is sufficient in knowledge. Allah knows very well who received His bounty and who would not receive His bounty. So these ayat emphasize our commitment to Allah and His messenger, our commitment to the guidance of Allah and His messenger, to the rules that are given by Allah and His messenger, to the judgment that is made by Allah and His messenger. This is what we are told, and that is the way of the believers. So remember, the ayah says, وَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. If you have any dispute, if you have any difficulties and problem, then go back to the Quran and the Sunnah and take the solutions from there and follow that. The righteous solution, the righteous answer that come to you from Allah and His Messenger, from the Book of Allah, from the guidance of the Prophet of Allah. And if you do that, then you receive the blessings, many, many blessings. It is good for you. It will give you strength. It will keep you on the right path. And it will bring the great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you will receive finally the company of the righteous people. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the righteousness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path and not be like hypocrites who would say one thing and do another thing. When their own interests, they will go to somebody else. When they are in difficulty and they see the interest come from the teachings of Allah and the Messenger, they come to the teachings of Allah and the Messenger. Now, this kind of a dual attitude, you do that. The people see that. Where am I going to get benefit, personal benefit? If I get personal benefit by following the Quran and the Sunnah, go and take the Quran and the Sunnah. If I following getting the more benefit by following some other thing, then they go to some other thing. This attitude is not the right attitude. This is a hypocritical attitude. This is not the sincere attitude. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the sincerity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true faith, true iman, and true commitment to the Quran and to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. If you can hear me, or if our viewers can hear me, then please go ahead, unmute yourself, and ask questions if you want to.
No, I'm hearing difficulty.
I think you need to.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Dr. Majid. How are you?
I am fine, alhamdulillah. Could you tell Dr. Siddiqui to explain what shuhada, a witness, who are the witness? These are the shaheed, or who are those people? I think, yeah.
Dr. Siddiqui, you hear that question?
Hold on, I'm having some difficulty with.
Yeah, I think you're. Need to adjust your. I can type it.
Sorry, I got disconnected, so.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you, Dr. Siddiqui.
Oh, but I'm not hearing you well.
I see. Sorry. Maybe Sister Sabia, you can tell to Dr. Siddiqui what I said.
He cannot hear me. Dr. Siddiqui, I typed.
Oh, he can't. Oh, okay.
He can't hear me. But can the question is typed for you, Dr. Siddiqui, or if you can hear Dr. Majid, I typed the question.
Shuhada, could you please explain who are the shuhada, the witness? You said witness. Who are those witnesses?
Shaheed means martyr. Shaheed means witness. Shahada is to give testimony. And Shaheed is the one who gives testimony. And this testimony of a Shaheed is the ultimate testimony. That means he is willing to give his life for his faith, for the cause, for his belief, for his or her faith. So this is going all the way to the end. That's in the English language, in the Latin, they are called martyrs. Martyr literally means witness. So the people, the witnesses of the faith, those who stand as witness for their faith, they are called martyrs. And we are all making our shahada, of course. We have made our testimony, but this testimony up to the end, even if it causes the life, that means somebody even gives his life for that. For the cause of faith, for the cause of truth.
I see. So we can be witness during our lifetime, but ultimate shahada is giving one's own life, even if he has to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. So both way, it's giving one's life or giving during his or her life.
Yeah, I mean, if the testimony if the commitment is total, complete.
I see. Complete.
That's why the Prophet is called Shaheed. Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa bushiran wa nazira.
I see.
Rasul Shaheedun Alaikum. Shaheed is the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I see.
Because his testimony is complete, total.
Complete. Total.
So if our testimony is complete and total, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that honor, that make our testimony total and complete until the end.
I see.
That's why the Prophet said, Man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah.
I see.
Or man kana akhiru kalami, if a person's last word is la ilaha illallah, he will go to Jannah. His shahada is complete.
Complete. I see. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Siddiqui. Assalamu alaikum.
Not sure if you can hear you very well.
I just wanted to ask, who are all the different shaheeds available? Is it also due to illnesses or due to cancer, or it is only someone who is giving up their life? Because
I mean, that is the general meaning of it. That is the way it is, the word is used, but it is, it applies to all those who give shahada. It applies to all people who give the shahada. But then there are different levels of shahada. One level of shahada is to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And that's how the person becomes Muslim. The other level of shahada is, even if it causes my life, I'll stand for that. That is the ultimate shahada. Did you get that?
Yes.
Yeah, but sister is asking if somebody died with coronavirus.
Just like Iman. If a person is a Iman, say that, yes, I believe in Allah and the Messenger of Allah. But the real Iman is that whatever it may be, I'll believe in Allah. I'll follow that. Whatever the rules, I'll follow that. That is also the Iman. And in
what
a similar way, there
due
is
to coronavirus or due to cancer or some illness. Is it different?
My speakers are not working well, so I have difficulty understanding.
Can you hear me, Dr. Siddiqui?
Okay. Go ahead, Dr. Majeed. I think he can hear you better than he can hear me.
Oh, okay. The sister was asking if a person dies due to coronavirus or maybe an accident or some disaster, some crash, airplane crash. So they are also shaheed. So what is the difference between this shaheed and the other shaheed who gives their life for ultimate witness or something? Yeah.
There are two types of shaheed. One is called shaheed al-ma'araka. Shaheed who is in the battlefield and gives life there. The other is Shaheed because he died in faith. Sometimes they die in faith because of some trouble, some sickness, some disease. Something happened. Somebody got burned. Somebody had got into a plague. So that's also, or somebody was defending his land, his rights. Sincerely and truly, without harming anybody, but doing that to protect himself, to protect his family, they will also receive the reward of Shaheed, inshallah. So different kind of Shaheed, and the reward for that is there. So yes, those who die in a virus, in a plague, there are some ahadith, they mention that, they also shuhada.
Jazakallah khair.
But not all Shaheed are of the same level.
I see.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi everyone. Dr. Majeed Sabiha, Dr.
Salaam.
MashaAllah, it's a pleasure to see you back. We had some extended, I was missing this wonderful Quranic study. So I just want to say salam and barakallah fi, jazakallah khair.
Jazakallah. Thank you so much for your regular attendance.
Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen.
And of course, Dr. Majeed too.
Yeah, we miss you, Dr. Siddiqui. Everything was okay. But
make dua, inshallah.
Inshallah. Okay, yeah.
Inshallah. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. Can we?
May Allah give you good health, Dr. Siddiqui.
Yeah, okay.
We really appreciate your programs.
Yeah.
Barakallahu feekum jameean, inshallah. May Allah bless you all.
Okay, thank you.
Good health.
Okay.
And bless you, inshallah.
Okay.
Inshallah, ameen.
Thank you.
Siki, can we have a closing dua?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al-alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwab ar-rahim. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinaba. O Allah, accept from us and accept our repentance, our turning towards you. O Allah, show us the truth as truth and help us to follow it, and show us the falsehood as falsehood and help us to turn away from it. O Allah, keep us on the right path and bless us. Bless us here in this life and in the life to come. Bless us, bless our children, bless our families, and save us from difficulties of this life and the life to come. O Allah, those who are sick among us, give them shifa. Heal them.
Ameen.
Those who passed away, Allah, give them maghfirah. Give them, forgive them and give them the place in Jannah. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqih Muhammad wa alihi wa ashabihi wa adba'ihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.